first of all, what I want to talk to you about is this. One of the things you need to understand in the context of employment law, and this is going to tie back into employment handbooks, is you need to know what laws are going to be covered by your organization. And the easiest way to know that is to look at this chart of federal employment laws. Now, my slides are going to be available in a PDF format, so you don't feel like you have to write down as fast as you can. You will be able to get these slides. But look at where the price break is. I call it the price break. It's at 15 employees. Now, I'm not going to go over every single one of these laws, but I'm going to hit the ones that you need to know about. Number of employees, number one, you need to know about the Fair Labor Standards Act. That governs how everybody gets paid. That governs the minimum wage provisions and the overtime provisions. You have to be compliant with the FLSA when you're paying your employees, even if you only have three people on your payroll. And we're going to talk about the FLSA in a little bit greater detail in a moment. But here are some best practices when it comes to the FLSA. Number one, have a policy about how you're going to pay overtime to people. Now, how does overtime get paid? You have what's called a 7-day consecutive work week. Okay, and that work week can go from Monday to Monday, Monday through Saturday, Saturday to Sunday, whatever, just a 7-day consecutive period. You look at the hours worked in that 7-day consecutive period, and if there's hours that are worked over 40, you pay overtime at the applicable rate of time and a half. Now, there are going to be some employees who get overtime in your organization and some employees who don't. Now, here's the deal. Let me ask you a pop quiz. Just let's test your knowledge this afternoon. If you pay somebody a salary, do they get overtime?